Time fashion writer Terrence Chappelle was on the show, he was excited about the possibilities of working as an editor for a gay magazine that was about to launch. He's not working there today. What went wrong?
Terrence now works for UR Chicago and is excited to launch a new social event called Professional Young Gays, or PIG for short.
Listen as Terrence shares his insights into why gay print media in Chicago struggles so much.
Other hysterical acronyms PIG stands for.
And the saucy story of Chicago drag legend Chili Pepper and how she tried to steal his man.
In the news, the Great Chocolate Wall of China.
The Prop 8 trial continues in California with testimony by the mayor of San Diego, who's now for same-sex marriage.
Bigots moved to repeal marriage equality in New Hampshire after the state legalized it 3 weeks ago.
A man pretending to be a female supermodel dupes rich men out of money in Texas.
And Cuba's state-sponsored sex changes.
Will Fidel Castro become Fidelia Castrati? I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Billion.
And this is Feast of Fun. Today's show is brought to you by generous support of fantastic listeners like you. And by...
Are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration, plus a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it on the show. And to top it all off, free shipping on your entire order. So check out adamandeve.com today and use offer code FEAST to get off. 50% off one item, 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code FEAST at adamandeve.com.
Hello, it's Feast of Fun. Are you listening? It's me, Fausto Fernos.
And I'm Mark Fillion.
On today's show, we're talking to our favorite bad boy of the gay magazine scene. Because he doesn't work for it anymore. Terrence Chappelle. How
Hello.
Are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Get that microphone closer to you, sweetie. Get it
close
nice
enough?
And close. Yeah, but that's nope. Here.
Make love to it, Terrence.
Make love to it. How are you? Last time we talked to you, in these kind of trying times, you
yes.
kicked off a magazine called Pretty Boy.
Pretty Boy Magazine, yes.
Pretty Boy Magazine. It's still online publishing, but not print publishing.
From my understanding, the last issue was the last issue I worked on, which came out last June, and that was the only print issue. It's still on.
It was the first and last
The
issue.
First and last.
I was trying to be very supportive and very, very
right.
nice.
And I appreciate that, but, no.
My hopes for it were like, I don't know about that.
It's a tough market to launch something like
it's
that.
It's really a tough market, especially when you have people behind it who really don't know what the hell they're doing.
But they got advertisers.
I got those advertisers.
Okay.
And a lot of them were giveaways because we had a beautiful ad in there and you gave it to us.
I love my ad, by the way.
So thank you, by the way.
I cherish it and I have it in my scrapbook, my mementos of things in the past.
But you're not working there anymore.
What happened?
No, I'm not. Well, funny story is, when I went to the offices and I forgot I was doing something for the editorial budget or whatever. And the general manager at the time was there, Lee, and the dancer, and I use that term very loosely, dancer.
Dancer, you mean hooker?
You can say that, yes. Was in the other room.
An alleged male escort. You can say anything nasty about it.
I said it, you didn't
just
know.
Just say allegedly. No.
Allegedly.
The alleged dancer was with the general manager in another room. Yeah. And so I walk into the room, I see this big cardboard box of just like DVDs, like dozens of them. And I look at it, it has the Pretty Boy logo on it. And I look a little closer, and it's like Polaroids of guys jagging off. Yes.
That's kind of hot.
This is...
right? That is kind of hot.
And so they...
But this is not what you came...
This is not what I was brought on to do. This is not what I... And by no means am I a prude at all, but like...
Because we all love our porn.
Yeah, it's like,
porn.
If you're a man and you got a hands and you got a dick, you consume porn.
Everyone needs some release.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, And I raised it up. I'm like, what the hell is this? To the general manager. And he's just like, oh, those are jackup videos. And like, it was very cheap porn, not the really nice $39.99 type of porn, but a real cheap porn in the clearance rack. And he's like, yeah, have you been doing that for a while? And I'm just like, he's like, but don't worry about it. It's not associated with the magazine. I'm just like, you still have the logo on it.
So it's Pretty Boy Magazine. Because the sponsor of this show is Adam and Eve, and they do sell adult films and stuff like that. But it's like, it's not Feast of Fools branded porn.
Exactly. This is a Pretty Boy branded porn.
To be very clear, it's like, we don't create explicit content. We enjoy it and we encourage it, but that's not the business that we're in. Right.
And especially if I'm trying to like market the magazine sexually at the time as a, like an upscale read for like gay guys and even in straight people, it's really hard to sell that to advertisers and potential contributors when you have Jagout videos.
Right.
And the $3.99 Jagout videos, not the real expensive kinds, the one in the clearance rack.
But Terrence, I don't feel like you're being very forthcoming. There was other factors there too.
Yes, there are a lot of factors.
That made you want to leave that publication.
The owner... the founder of Pretty Boy Enterprises, however seriously you can take that. When I had an interview with him, he was like, are you ready for this role of Pretty Boy? Is he scrumptious Pretty Boy? He would say little things like that. And like he
looks like the comic book guy from looking at the picture that they actually run. He looks like the comic book guy if he were gay.
Comic book guy's not gay?
See, no, I guess he fell in love with, well, he might be sexually indeterminate, but he feels like he's 110% gay.
He is.
And he liked you.
And you're, well, apparently, Terrence, you're so cute. Why wouldn't anybody doesn't like you?
Thank you. But like when dealing with work, and I really took this seriously, this is my first project, and he just did not know how to conduct himself. There was a lot of drugs and going on with it that I just didn't want myself associated with it. I mean, if that's your thing, that's fine. But he just would hit on everyone. He would hit on potential advertisers. We had a party at at Mini Bar Ultra Lounge last summer.
I kind of like your publisher now.
By all means, that's not his contact information.
Terrence, I'm only going to hit on you twice in this podcast. And if you don't bite, you don't bite. So what happened at the Mini Bar?
Well, it was created for potential advertisers to come and like learn more about the publication and see if they basically want to. He was basically asking them for money. That's what it was. It was a little cocktail event. And so he came showing up. He just came showing up like these high top gym shoes with these dingy khakis. And he was inside and I scheduled a band for it and everything. And it was a few people there from like different neighboring companies there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, one, we wanted Mini Bar to buy an ad in there too. So we wanted to impress them also.
Sure.
And so he's just kind of like talking to John and like kind of saying, do you have a boyfriend? And like I would.
The owner of the bar venue that you were hosting. Yeah, John Dalton. Yeah,
he would. This is
90% of the audience like could not care less what happens in the gay bars in Chicago. But but they do want to know like the dirt, the story, you know. So so it was the publisher of this magazine was hitting on the owner of the bar that you were having. An event at.
Yeah, and I don't think John realized what was going on. Like,
and this guy's pretty good looking, but to be fair, the guy who owns that bar is pretty good looking himself.
John, yeah, he's cute. Yeah, he's super cool.
And he hires,
cool.
like,
he's
models
nice.
Because, you know, he has a personal connection with him, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not touching that one.
I mean, shit, it's like, they're good looking. That's why they charge so much for the drinks there.
It might be the other one that has a personal connection, Stewie.
Well, you know, it's like, I talked to the bartenders there, and half of them do, like, work part-time as fashion models. Why wouldn't they?
I know one is working underground, and one of them was an Abercrombie & Fitch model, I know.
I think they hire them directly from modeling agencies, some of them.
So they make great cocktails, I have to tell you.
They do. They really do.
They stir it with their good looks.
And serve it up with their personality.
So what was the final straw there?
The final straw was that, one, he kept on hitting on me, like making very inappropriate comments, like at very inappropriate times. He hit on like hitting on the advertisers was a definite no-no. Needless to say, none of the advertisers who showed up bought an ad in our magazine because he was such a creep about it. Like, that's fine. If you want to get numbers, there's a way to do it on the slide. There's a way to tactfully do things. He's just... And then they didn't want to pay me what I was worth. And
well,
I'm like,
Terrence,
no.
But, okay, so it's, you know, we've all had bad jobs and you know, we don't, thankfully, hopefully we don't still work at them. But why come on the show and talk bad about it? Besides the fact that everybody loves a story.
Well, I think, you know, I think One of the reasons I'm coming on the show is that I think it's good that you stand up for like what you know what you don't want to do. You should never feel like you have to do something. That you have to like. I love this project. Like you guys are. I was so excited about it.
Yeah, it was your heart and soul.
It was my heart and soul. And like you know, sometimes you just have to let it go. And like you. And I really want people to realize like you know some of these people who these owners of like these publications are owners of bars are really they're a bunch of creeps. It's basically a bunch of creeps and nerds who got a loan from a bank and were able to open their own club or start their own magazine.
So,
That's how they get played.
What is it with the print publishing scene? I'm just talking about Chicago here. There are some exceptions, you know. But the majority of them are
trashy
people. This is what's our voice of our... They're all calling themselves the voice of the community. I was like, you know, the voice of our community should not be slurring.
If I read another story about some guy getting a blowjob in a bathroom, like it's just I'm sick of it.
Well, I think also too, I think it's important for you when you're here because we invited you back to come on again and to talk about this because last time we dedicated a large portion to this and we wanted to see where it went and what happened.
I obviously know we're online.
It is disappointing though, and because there is potential there, and I would like to. I'm not saying these things, and I hopefully Terrence. You also agree with me is that we're not saying these things because we want to see them disappear. We want to see them do well. We want to see them be the best that they can be and not be these kind of like, you know, crack houses of publishing. I mean, alleged crack houses.
You had it right the first time.
You know? Alleged crack houses of publishing. And to me, it really is disappointing and it's saddening. And it's like, and for me, as somebody who, you know, believe me, I would like nothing better than to get myself an eight ounce crack rock, sit with Whitney Houston.
8 ounce? Do you know how big an 8 ounce crack rock is?
You might overdose that.
A little crack rock, hang out with Whitney, smoke up, and talk trash about Bobby Brown.
Well, I think that's what my publisher, Pretty Boy, was probably doing.
Page six. Page six there, or is that? Smoking crack with the Whitney.
Page six, yeah, that's a
with
whole spread of him with a little crack pipe there.
Oh, poor baby. Well, you know, best of power to you.
Thank you.
You've moved on now. You're working someplace else.
I'm working at the contributing editor for the Men's Book, which is owned by Modern Luxury, who also produces CS Magazine.
I'm a fast talker, excuse me. You're contributing editor for what?
The Men's Book.
And what is the Men's Book?
The Men's Book is an upscale read. No, it's like a sophisticated pleasure read for local Chicagoans. It's geared towards the male clientele audience.
So it's fashion based.
It's fashion based. It's definitely fashion based. Like our spring issue, we're featuring like these top business guys in the city and whatnot. So we're gonna have a photo shoot with them inside the new Legion Hotel, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, suit fetishists.
Suit fit. Somehow you always make it sexual.
No, but it is. There is an actual fetish online, which is guys wearing suits.
Oh, yeah.
That's it?
And whipping out their dicks in the photos and stuff.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That. It's like the Superman, Clark Kent
kind of
thing.
It's like Wall Street porn. And when we were in New York City, I don't think I'll ever forget it. Faust and I were sitting on the train, and this guy comes on, a very handsome, youngish man, probably late 20s, maybe early 30s, wearing like an overcoat and a suit and whatnot. And then I see he's kind of like working his hand in his pocket, and then I see he kind of opens it up a little bit, and he's wearing his like nice little suit, and it was a fancy, expensive suit with just this big old schlong running down the side of his leg, like half hard. And I was just like, oh my God. I couldn't believe it. So I took out a pen and I jabbed it.
No, I didn't, but I was just like, oh my God. But one thing he was doing to try to get our attention is he, you know how you can make your dick pop up and down?
Yes, that's what he was doing.
He was like making it press up against the lining of his pants so we could see it throbbing.
Was he looking at you guys?
Oh yeah, straight at me. And I was just like,
and we got off at the same stop too. I tried to see where he went, but he got lost in the crowd.
That could be taken in two different ways. Got off at the same stop.
Oh, well, he may have gotten off. I don't know.
Well, the thing about it is that we were on our way to be interviewed on one of those satellite radio shows.
This is actually for the magazine. We're gonna go.
Was it for the magazine?
It was the magazine. We're
but
gonna go.
I think they've gone out of business.
HX, I think, is still around.
They're still out. Okay, yeah, so
I think something.
It's hard to keep tabs
of local
them.
Magazine.
You know? Yeah. I wish they, like some of them would actually have Twitter accounts. Like it'd be so nice, you know, that you could be like, "What's going on with the magazine? Just check on Twitter or check on their website." But some of them, it's like,
They don't get new media.
It's the labyrinth of new media.
Now, the last time we actually did see you in person, we hung out in Boys Town, and we were, as a matter of fact, we're at Mini Bar, and we were leaving, and we ran into, and this is the first time I've ever met Chili Pepper before. I've seen her perform. Chili Pepper is a female impersonator, works at the Baton, and I think has been there since the very beginning, some 30-some years ago. So
she's tight with Oprah, too.
And she's, she kept saying she was best friends with Oprah, tight with Oprah. She's friends with everybody who's famous in Chicago.
Let me tell you, I'm best friends with Oprah. I was hanging out at a party at Oprah Winfrey's condominium. It was the posh. Bitch, whore, pay attention to me. Bitch, whore.
Bitch.
Let me tell you something, bitch. Whore.
Finger wagging the whole time as she's talking to you, saying very little, but every other word out of her mouth was bitch or whore. Or she'd look at Terrence and go, bitch, let me tell you something. Whore. And then she'd point at Fausto, whore. And it was just like, it was so crazy.
Just to clarify here, Chili Pepper's claim to fame is that she, besides being in the dubious, what is it, the Chicago Gay and Lesbian Hall of Fame.
And don't I do call it dubious.
I call it dubious.
Why,
so dubious?
Why are you calling it dubious? It's a Hall of Fame.
Because
dubious is saying it's a bad thing.
I'm saying it's dubious because it's. I'm just going to call it dubious.
Because you don't know what dubious means.
Can I call it dubious?
Yeah, you can call it, but you don't know what dubious means.
Weak or wimpy.
Why?
Why? Okay, so let's. Do you want to talk about the Chicago game?
You can. I don't know why you okay. hating on the Chicago. Yeah.
Well,
what's
I think
the hate?
My feeling about the Gay and Lesbian Hall of Fame is that half of the people that are there really don't deserve to be there. And then the people who do deserve to be there don't want to be there because they don't want to be associated with Mayor Daley. And is that clear?
Whatever. Okay, that's fine.
So it's very political.
I think it's political, and I don't think that it actually represents the values of our community. I think there's some pretty good people in there, and I don't want to like dissuade from them, but I just think that it's a very... It's not really reflective of our community, and some people... get in there that haven't done anything, you know? So it's like, if you really, and they also put straight people in there. So like, it's more about the allies and the political associations. You know, we could dedicate a whole show about it, but anyways, and you also have to apply and send 8x10 black and white headshots. if that doesn't scream like, we don't know what we're doing. Okay. So anyways, but Chili Pepper is in the Gay and Lesbian Hall of Fame, and her claim to fame is that she was the first winner of the Miss Continental contest.
Before we got into this
sidetrack from Mark. But.
Okay. Well, I just think you should clarify. You should just didn't, you know, insult them and then move on.
Well, we insult people all the time and don't clarify.
I know, but I just think it's you know, I wanted some clarification on why you think it's dubious.
So it was started in 1980. Mm-hmm. Chicago and Jim Flint, who's the owner of the Baton Show Lounge, filled the void for a net pageantry that served the needs of the drag community. By having the pageant, and Chili Pepper was the first winner.
And I mean, the Miss Continental pageant is the biggest drag pageant in the world, as far as I know. People come from all over the world to participate in that. And then, of course, you know, you can do that. And then, when you get a little plumper, you can participate in Miss Continental Plus. And then when you get old, you can become Miss Continental Elite.
It's like I want a career.
Yeah, it's like a trifecta. I don't think anybody's ever gotten the trifecta. I think that some people have won the Miss Continental and then gone on to win the Elite. But I'm not.
Well, it's really hard to go from, you know, I guess the normal one to the chunky one to the mature one.
Yes.
You know, so it's hard
that's
to
a lot
like
of drag.
That's a lot of adjustment to your belt size.
Well, and they don't call it a drag show. It's female impersonators or female illusionists. That kind
illusionist.
Of thing.
Illusionist. That's like a. a stripper wanting to be called an exotic dancer. Call it what it is.
That's what they want. But the thing is, though, too, is like you to be in these pageants, you can't have breast implants,
and
you can have plastic surgery up the yin yang, except not on your yin yang.
So you still have to have a little yin yang.
Yeah,
so.
I think you still.
Is it the case of the baton?
You have to have balls, but you do have to have a penis.
To clarify, you have to be pre-operative transsexual or drag.
Okay.
You can't have had vagioplasty.
Yeah,
is that the word? Say it again.
Vagioplasty.
You can't vagioplasty. Have
the member cut off.
Yeah,
but I think you don't have to. I think you can have a bilateral orchiectomy, which is when they.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
What is a bilateral orchiectomy?
It's basically castration.
I think you have to be pre-op. It's what it says here.
Well, you still have a penis.
Well, exactly. So what is it? What if you?
It's a removal of your testes.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So your main thing that produces testosterone is no longer there.
Oh, I see.
Very specific.
Yeah.
I wonder who had to write that little rule book in there.
And that's been an interesting one. I asked once, I said, well, how do you check? I'm like, how do you know? She's like, you just know. I was like, okay.
Well, I wonder if Jim Flint, the guy who still runs it all these years later, sits there in a chair and has them all walk naked past him like a doctor.
Oh, my God.
Turn around. Drop your pants, ladies. I got a topless show here. I can't use you if you can't sell. I can't heal you if you can't dance. I can't use you if you ain't got nice tits. Pinch them a little. You want me to pinch them for you? And she said, what are you doing? I'm watching you be a prick. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. And today's show's Showgirls moment was brought to you by adamandeve.com.
So, but when we left you, because we had to run, because I think we had to come back and do some kind of work, you stayed and hung out with Chili Pepper and gave her a ride home. What happened on your ride home? Because you were there with this guy you were kind of
really
seeing.
Hot guy, by really the way. Hot guy. Military guy, wasn't he?
Or ex-military.
He was, I don't think he was in the military. I think he's studying to be a firefighter now. Like, he was in the process of becoming a firefighter.
He got game. He's got booty, six pack.
He's a very good looking guy.
Yeah.
What's his name again? Marcus?
Marcel.
I know it's Mark something or other. And so what happened?
He's a brother, too.
He's a brother.
Just to clarify to the audience. Well, you know, because race does play a role in the story here.
He's a hot black guy.
He's a hot black guy. And you're a hot black guy.
Thank you.
And you guys have kissed, but you haven't had sex with each other.
But too much into it.
Well,
come
but
on.
You guys
isn't
have
a story about Chili Pepper.
Wait a second. But you guys do have like a close friendship, and there was at that time a little romantic thing in the air.
There was a little romantic involvement at that time, but you know, you click with some people, you just don't.
And so you guys, out of the generosity of your hearts, decided to give Chili Pepper a ride home with
we
this
did.
Guy that may have eventually been your boyfriend.
May have.
Could have been.
Could have been.
Had and the potential to.
What's up?
Had the potential to
at
be
at that
your boyfriend.
Point in time.
At that point in time. And so, like, she's, like, talking to us. She's offering us, like, a million and one drinks. And, like, I have work in the morning. So does he. So we're like, we have to go. And then she's like, oh, can I get a ride home? And I was like, I thought the Fabulous Chili, I didn't say this, but I was thinking, I thought the Fabulous Chili Pepper would have like a driver or something to drive her home, but apparently not.
If you're friends with Oprah, why don't you have a chauffeur?
Yeah. I know friends with Oprah, Art Smith, and
Nate
all those.
Nate
like,
has his own chauffeur.
He has his own show now, too.
Yeah.
Our upcoming.
You got your own show and your own chauffeur. Hey!
But what happened with Chili Pepper?
So we gave her a ride home, and then, like, first off, she kicks me in the backseat. Like, I go in the front. Like, Marcel's supposed to be my ride home.
Right.
And so she kicks me in the backseat.
How did she said, like, let me sit up front? What'd she say to you?
She was kind of great.
Like, bitch,
she was,
part. Bitch, part. Backseat, bitch, part.
She was as gracious as Chili Pepper could be by me sitting in the backseat. She pretty much was just like, kind of gave me a nod, and I was just like, bitch. Well, she didn't say bitch, I'm making that up, but she gave me a nod.
So she said, sit in the back
seat.
Like,
I'm better
bitch,
or
she
die.
Gave me a nod. I was like, okay, fine, then like, I just want to get home. So I get in the back seat, and I don't know who this guy is with her, but I'm talking. He's a lot himself, and so like, we're talking. Mm-hmm. And then so she's like constantly hitting on my friend Marcel, just like,
and who wouldn't be?
Like, come up to my apartment.
How
I'll give
can you
money.
Blame her not?
Did she offer
I know
him money
hot.
For sex?
That I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't put anything past anyone these days.
What do you think? You're an HIV doctor at Howard Brown or something?
Have you ever exchanged sex for drugs or a place to stay?
So what happened when you dropped her off, though? Because isn't that where she...
Yeah, so we drop her off, and then they're talking for like another 15 minutes.
Inside the car or outside?
Inside the car. 15 minutes is a long time where you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs and like want to go home.
Right.
And so she gets out the car, and then she like kind of looks, and then she doesn't say anything to me. I told her about my magazine, Pretty Boy, at the time. She's like, maybe someday I'll help you out with that magazine. And then she like leaves the car and says goodbye or whatever. And then she's talking to Marcel, and then like she thinks I don't hear her, but the windows are rolled down, and I just hear her go like, "What are you doing with that bitch in the car?" Referring to me, and I'm the only person in the car. And I was so nice to Chili Pepper. Like, if you see it, we're gonna duke it out.
Well, what's funny is like, how old is Marcel?
Marcel is 23.
Yeah, so I mean, he's like a young guy.
Yeah.
So I mean, what do you think the chances are that this young, hot, attractive guy is gonna go upstairs?
Snowball's
with?
Chance in hell. not gonna happen. Not going to happen.
But she was she was insisting.
The one thing I do like about her, she was very confident.
Yes.
Even with no makeup on. No makeup. No,
I
like that. No,
she
all
looked
done
pretty
up.
Good for not having any makeup, you know? You know who's friends with her?
Who?
is Alpana.
Yeah.
We'll ask her about Chili Pepper when she's come to the show.
Very persistent. I got to give her that. She's very persistent.
Well, the persistence sometimes pays off. Sometimes you just wear them down. And they say, oh, you know, just to shut you up, I'll do it.
Very persistent pussy.
That's Mark and I's technique.
Persistence pays.
Speaking of persistence pays, I guess the gay rights movement can claim another victory in Cuba.
Woo.
Give me a little
waka waka.
I need a little
a djembe, your djembe drum,
yeah, or something,
your conga drum. Babalu,
babalu, tranny. No. So Cuba now officially is performing state sponsored, that means the government is paying, sex very change nice. Operations after they've lifted a ban on the procedure in 2007, President Raul Castro's daughter, Mariela Castro, who's a sexologist and gay rights advocate in Cuba. You go, girl.
I wonder what Castro has to say about that.
He's the first person to get the legal sex change.
He's going to be Fidelia Castro. And he's going to have a show in Havana.
Now the Cubans are going to be like, I knew it.
His drag name is Felicilandia.
Felicilandia.
The Puerto Ricans are all laughing.
I don't get it.
If you're above the age of 30 and you're from San Juan, Puerto Rico, this will be funny to you. Everyone else will be like, what? What? Felicilandia was a Coney Island in Guaynabo, Puerto Rico that had a roller. It was a very cheap, like, amusement park in the 1980s, and great name, Felicilandia, which means happy land. And the thing about it is that it was mostly like broken down roller coasters, a Ferris wheel, a merry-go-round, and lots of like gambling, like skeet shooting, and
gambling.
Like, you know, that's basically what gambling is. Is that, you know, throw the ring over the bottle or
I thought you meant people like shooting dice, like
carnival
rolling
stuff.
Dice.
Okay, yeah. No. And so the prize that you could get, which was very highly desired, was a Coca-Cola bottle or a Pepsi bottle that had been heated up and twisted and then filled with colored water. Ew. And one time, like, my cousins came home from Felicilandia with one of those, and I was super jealous. Ooh. I was like, I want a twisty Coke bottle with colored water inside it.
Did you steal theirs?
I didn't feel it. It was like so cheap. I just like, I couldn't even touch it.
You can make your own.
Because it was like, it went like a loop de loop.
Oh, I've seen those before.
It was really awesome.
So. Yeah, they used to sell it. They used to have those in carnivals. And people were always like, ooh, I want to win that. I'm like, what the hell would you want that for?
Those games are rigged anyway.
It's just a Coke bottle. Anyways, what else is happening in the news, Mark?
What else is happening in the news? So while the Prop 8 trial continues out in California in federal court, and the mayor of San Diego testified today, the day that we taped this, and said that he used to be biased against gay marriage, and he said the only reason why I was against it is because I was, you know, prejudiced against it. I was a bigot. I was ignorant about the situation. Wow. And now he is for it. He has a lesbian who's in a same-sex committed relationship, and he says this has really opened his eyes, and he doesn't think that gay marriage is going to harm traditional marriage whatsoever. And he's like, I changed my mind. You can too.
Wow, most politicians don't do that, like admit to like their ignorance. Like, it's never wrong to be ignorant. It's wrong to stay ignorant, and you don't see that a lot at all. That's really good.
Yeah, because you should never fear like being ignorant. Like, so if you don't know about something, you don't know about something, and you learn, you learn.
He has a lesbian, like
a lesbian daughter.
Oh, daughter. Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
You didn't clarify that, I was like,
oh, okay.
Did he buy her at a pet
didn't
shop?
Did I say it was a lesbian daughter?
Lesbian's daughter.
No, you just said he has a lesbian.
Didn't I say lesbian daughter?
Do you want me to rewind the show and play it back for you?
All right.
The transcript. And he said he has a lesbian that he bought at a pet shop.
Okay.
He's gonna get a lot of hate mail.
Once you got yourself a lesbian, your opinions on marriage equality change. Mm. That is sort of true, though. A lot of these Republican guys who have daughters who are lesbians usually become like Dick Cheney. Who would have thought he'd be for gay marriage?
There's so many Republicans now that are saying, you know what? Let's just forget about this gay marriage thing and like let's get away from this religious right wing that's hijacked our party.
But they can't because it helps drive money and it helps drive voters. And so until that doesn't happen, gay marriage is going to be an issue that unfortunately is going to be sapping resources from real issues. I mean, marriage equality should not be
an issue at all.
No, it shouldn't. And you see it slowly changing with Maine doing what they did. I think it's slowly going to change and that you're going to see like it become more of a trend. I mean, nothing that took like, I mean, however years it took to implement is going to only change in like about 10 years. So I
think people are warming up to it. All this fight for marriage equality is stealing our resources from universal health care.
Maybe they're doing that on purpose.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely on purpose. And it's getting money away from lobbying the government so we can get something that really impacts us. I mean, not that saying that, because part of the reason that people are wanting marriage equality is so they can have access to their partner's health care.
Yeah, and be able to see them when, you know, they're in their deathbed or they're in the hospital and whatnot.
An inheritance. The Chicago Tribune just did an article on how expensive it is for a gay couple to be married in Illinois or to have the same rights and the thousands of dollars you have to spend setting up trusts for your children and all sorts of stuff.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And whereas people can go to the Marriage License Bureau and for $40 get the same thing where it costs gays thousands of dollars to implement.
Well, and also like marriage equality is really an issue for poor families that are run by two same-sex parents because these families don't have the same kind of security. You know, Ellen and Portia de Rossi, they don't have to worry about marriage equality. They can just buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rosie and her Kelly, who just got divorced, like they didn't have to worry. You know, got them. When you got the money, you have access to some levels of marriage equality. You know, you can do legal documents to get you the equivalent and really the benefits. It's not an issue for rich people. I think a lot of people misunderstand marriage equality as being for the wealthy, but it's actually for poor families.
Isn't that the case with everything? Like when you're rich, you can just get away with anything.
You can absolutely.
You know, so Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno, speaking of rich people fighting over stuff. So Jay Leno's now trying to make conciliatory gestures towards Conan.
Well, he's trying to say, it's not my fault. Don't blame me. I tried to warn the NBC. Stay away. It's not me.
Well, because there's a large public outcry about injustice, but I don't know.
I'm kind of sick of Jay Leno. Like, I mean, I feel like
Conan and NBC and everything. It's like, I just don't even want to hear about it anymore.
I really haven't watched The Tonight Show since Johnny Carson left, to be honest.
Oh, really?
You're like, who's Johnny Carson?
I know who that is.
Well, since we do a talk show ourselves, I actually watch it because these people are masters at their game. Right. And it would benefit you as somebody who makes a living doing a talk show other talk shows.
I don't like Jay
You don't watch any talk show at all?
I mean, I watch That's talk shows. True. Of course I do. I watch things here and there.
Judge
and
stuff Judy?
Like that. But no. But that's not really a talk show.
I know.
She'd talk a lot on that show, though. But I mean, I watch clips and stuff on the internet, but I've just never been a big fan of Jay Leno. So I'm like, I'd be happy to see him off the air, and I'd rather watch Conan. If I had to choose, I'd choose
Conan. I'd rather watch Conan, too, just because Jay Leno has been around so long. I feel like he should give other people a chance, and not that Conan O'Brien needs...
But don't you guys think also that sends kind of a negative, like that reason, you're old and you've been in your job for a long time? I think I'm like, I wouldn't want someone to tell me that if I've been in my job for a long time.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, you know? I don't think people are trying to kick him out, but like when you look at when Prince was coming out, even Stevie Wonder like held off to release his album so Prince could release his album, and you know, like if he didn't do that, Prince might not be. Yes, he did.
I don't buy that one.
Google it.
Google it.
So there's this,
I don't buy that one.
There was a guy in Austin, Texas. He was arrested, and what he was doing, he was pulling a scam online and on dating sites and over the phone, and he was pretending to be this model for Guess jeans, Brie Condren. So he set up all sorts of profiles and would get all these wealthy men to send him money. So he would do scams like, oh, I'm at the airport and I lost my luggage. Can you send me? And I lost my ID. Can you send me money? That kind
of
stuff.
Mark, can you clarify the gender of the model he was pretending to be?
Oh, female. Sorry.
So it was a male. It was a man guy pretending on the phone to be a female model.
Right. And I guess they arrested him. He's only 23 years old, but he had a very high-pitched voice. And he had an iPhone on him that was bought for him by one of these guys and an expensive dog, an expensive little dog that was bought for him, too.
I'm at the airport, and I ran out of money. Can you wire me something?
I think he would aim for someone's higher than a puppy and an iPhone if he was getting money from all these rich guys.
Well, he got $15,000 from one doctor.
Oh, wow. Okay, never mind then.
So, I mean, it was like here and there, but they found him in a flea bag hotel.
Let's hear your best, Terrence, your best female voice.
Oh, wow.
If you were trying to, I know because you have a big voice, but give me like your most feminine, like if you're trying to seduce a straight male listener right now to give you $1,500.
This is going to be hilarious.
$1,500 worth weighing on this. Let's hear it.
Let me give it a go. I'm trapped here in the airport, and see, my face is coming through.
I didn't realize that I didn't bring my ID with me, and I'm stuck here.
Oops.
Oh, Mark, you're so delicate.
I'm so feminine.
You are very delicate.
Hi, my name is Mindy, and I'm at the airport, and I sound like Calpurnia Adams for some reason.
So wait a minute, he was pretending to be a guest model?
Yeah, I guess she's famous. Her name is Brie Condon, so she's the guest model. So.
These rich guys are idiots.
Yeah, so it's just like, what?
What but are you they know what? If you're scams? Wealthy and you're lonely and desperate, mm-hmm. you know, how many of us have bought a guy a drink at a mm-hmm. bar only for the guy to go, thanks, and walk away?
I'm notorious for doing that.
Who would ever walk away from you? But it's like, you know, people are always trying to do scams. I honestly defriended somebody today because I wrote to them because they kept sending me like invites to participate in these gold and silver coin seminars because they're like those conspiracy theorist people that like, you know, our money's not based on anything and we have to get back to like basing it on gold. And silver. And I said, don't invite me to this kind of stuff. And I said, you know, I just got fed up with it because to me, it's scammy. So I defriended them.
Scamming
you
on
Fausto
Facebook.
Defriended them too. And then you posted, what did you post?
I said, quote, Jermaine Dupri, if you follow me, you got to follow my rules. And my number one rule is don't give me bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I added to that second part to it. That Jermaine, for people who don't, who the hell is Jermaine Dupri? He's Janet Jackson's first husband.
And he's an active Twitterer.
And very active on Twitter. And we went to a conference and he was sitting there. Most of the panel was like one of those celebrity mm-hmm. Twitter panels.
Right.
And it was really interesting because they had a woman, they booked Soleil Moon Frye, mm-hmm. the actress that played Punky Brewster
right.
on the TV show. And she couldn't make it, and so they replaced her with a woman that looked a lot like her and sounded a lot mm-hmm. like her, but had this giant rack, you know, this breast augmentation. And so we sat down. We were like 5 minutes late before they had announced the change. And throughout the whole thing, I was like, damn, Punky Brewster's got a big old rack of tits.
Well, she did get big tits, didn't she?
She did, but she had a breast reduction.
Right.
And I was like thinking, I thought she, yeah. no wonder she
and
had a breast reduction.
I was there
reduction.
At the beginning, so I knew it wasn't her, because they said that she was the manager, she was the creator of the Pussycat Dolls or something. I'm like, and all day long, Faust is like, that
I've
was
seen her.
I'm like, no, it's not her.
Punky Brewster's got big right. tits again.
It's a long day from that show.
That was interesting.
Speaking of big things, in China, they did a recreation of the Great Wall of China made out of chocolate.
Mm.
Isn't that delicious? 80
Hard
tons of chocolates were used in making the displays.
They could have used that and fed like a village in Africa or someplace.
Well, you know, they're doing what they're doing. China's actually sending a lot of aid to Haiti, I guess, right now. They've sent some stuff. But they also included a mini army of 560 chocolate replicas of the Terracotta Warriors.
Why don't they send some of that chocolate to Haiti? They're starving to death right now.
Well, I don't think chocolate's going to do it.
Or something.
But they are sending supplies.
It'd be a nice dessert.
I think they've committed like $1 billion. I mean, that's a lot of money. They are $100 million. I'm not sure exactly what it was, but they've done a lot.
You know, I'd love to hear what Barbara Bush has to say about mm-hmm. it all.
You
don't
she's
you?
Going to that stadium there.
This has been really good for those people in Haiti.
Mm.
I was like, you could hear just people like, they took Barbara Bush and they locked her away.
Right. And they're like,
you're not allowed to talk. Grandma, don't let her in front of the door. Don't let her answer the phone.
The video of Anderson Cooper rescuing, and I'm saying, quote, rescuing that little kid.
Oh, Mark.
No.
So he's supposedly rescuing some kid from like a gang or something like that. All you see
from a gang?
From some kind of gang.
No, it was violence. They were throwing rocks. It was I guess like violence.
Well, you don't really see it. All you see is Anderson Cooper running off with this like 12 or 13 year old little kid, and you're just like, he's like a baby snatcher or something. You're like, what's he doing with this kid?
I would love to be snatched by Anderson Cooper.
Would you?
Super cute.
I know,
so
but
cute.
Still.
He can snatch me anytime
he likes.
But
that kid couldn't get away from Anderson Cooper fast enough. He's just like, get me away from this. I know what he wants.
He wants to
I know what he wants.
He wants so to bad. Adopt me and send me to expensive schools and make me wear expensive clothes. And why am I running away? Shit. I would love to be adopted by AC. My
AC,
boo.
Our Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
He likes guys. Anderson Cooper likes guys, you know, the honey kissed, the cinnamon skin boys.
Oh, he does? I didn't mm-hmm. know that about him. He does. He seems so conservative, and
I thought he was dating some Eastern. He's dating some guy that owns a bar called the Eastern Block or something like that in New York City.
Well, you know, sometimes you gotta diversify your tastes.
That's true. That's called Anderson Cooper's at, because I think he's super hot.
Oh yeah, absolutely, he's totally cute.
So on Facebook, we got some comments and questions here from the Feast of Fun group. Does anybody know for a good cure for insomnia? Deej Dario Bowen.
Booze, DJ. Just get drunk.
Booze is terrible for insomnia.
Oh, it is?
It is.
It is. Oh. I would always just, whenever I couldn't sleep, I would read my chemistry book and it would just send me right to sleep.
Really?
I know that's a little boring, but.
Masturbation.
Ariana Huffington.
That actually does help.
Yeah. Ariana Huffington's been doing a thing on her Huffington Post blog about this great sleep challenge. And talking about the fact that if we just got one more hour of sleep every day, it would be a revolution in our lives. And she talks about how she has more strength in the gym. She calls it roid rage, but without the side effects, that she has a more strength.
So Ariana's like 50 years old now, and she's finally discovering you need to get a good night's sleep. What's up, Ariana? Didn't you learn that as a kid?
They're talking about that millions of Americans, it's a big problem besides obesity, is that we're sleep deprived as a nation because we don't take value a good night's sleep.
I think we work a lot too. Like, don't we work like at least like definitely over 40 hours a week? So it's like, if you have a family, that contributes to it. So I think it's like, you know, our daily activity that differs a lot from other people, like countries especially.
So what, sincerely, like, you really recommend giving booze to somebody as a way to...
What is that, 12?
Huh? A little lick, it's called a nightcap, a little something to send you off into a
nightcap
dreamland.
Can mean many different things.
Also tea, also like some tea, the sleepy time tea, that kind of stuff.
Oh,
that valerian root.
Masturbating works very well. Right. But the problem is a lot of people use the internet as a stimulation tool, and Ariana and a lot of sleep experts say stay away from a computer an hour.
It's addicting
before you go to bed or watching television, because the way it stimulates your brain is podcasts are great, especially this one to listen to before going to bed. I'll put you to sleep right now. No, but seriously, you can do new media and go to bed. It just has to be something that doesn't involve looking at a screen, because it's the light hitting your eyes.
And so also too, before you go to bed, a few hours before you go to bed, start turning off lights in your apartment so that your apartment's darker, because that signals to your brain, hey, it's dark out, it's time to go to bed.
I always like to take a shower, then eat, then go to sleep. I think that's a perfect.
What do you like to eat?
I just know this is gonna turn dirty.
No, it's not making it dirty if you want
what?
To.
No, who I'm just getting. I'm just looking at Faust and I'm getting nervous. No,
why are you? I'm the bad guy.
What, like a peanut butter sandwich. What do you like to eat
right before I go to bed?
Yeah.
Well, last night had
saltines,
some
Triscuits.
I don't like Triscuits. I'm not a Triscuit
big
person.
Roll of tube steak.
I knew it. I was waiting for it.
What are you? I'm giving you raw Tuesday, lots of tartar sauce. You like the egg
with
duck sauce?
Sure. Yeah.
Duck sauce.
What food do you like to eat?
I'm really big into stir fried now, like mixed vegetables with like baked chicken. I had that last night, and brown rice. I think that's really tasty.
You do like brown rice and vegetables?
I do. I am. I do. I'm.
I think it's worse than doggy chow.
No, it's not. Maybe you get the right one.
You know, you've never watched Showgirls, have you?
Half of the audience
that
is like,
movie.
drink. The people have a drinking game, which is every time I manage to work in Showgirls, the script of the movie Showgirls into the conversation, you have to take a shot of vodka. And I like to keep my audience nice and drunk. You think you could do my nails
so
now,
what else
darling?
Do you do to go to sleep? I have a sound machine too. I listen to a sound machine.
Oh, white noise. That is helpful. Yes. Yeah. White noise. You know, the thing about white noise filters, and there's iPhone apps that do this as well, is that it stimulates certain wavelengths in your brain that allows you to go into a trance-like state. So when you start hearing the white noise, it creates a sleep reflex. Has it been miraculous for you?
Oh, I like sleeping, especially because it drowns out that other noises in the city. You hear like sirens and
that
kind of
helps me go to sleep a little bit.
Yeah, so it helps me sleep.
You like the sirens?
I like it. I can't sleep in complete quiet. It kind of creeps me out a little bit. So I need some kind of sound, even if the fan is just on or if there's a heater on, some kind of sound that helps me go to sleep.
Well, yeah, I like that sound. I just don't like sirens and things like and kids screaming, that kind of stuff. But DJ, he also like he's very fit. So because I've
Deej,
met him.
Dario Bowen.
Yes. And so I work out earlier in the day. Don't work out late at night and then expect to go to bed right away. You need several hours. Yeah, they say don't even do like
work.
Don't even do housework 2 hours before you go to bed.
So don't do this. Don't do that. Oh my God, DJ, he's got.
I know.
Arms. Girl, do you have a license for those guns? Mm-hmm. And he has a Feast of Fun T-shirt on hand.
Uh-oh.
He lives in the UK.
Is he coming on the show?
He lives in the UK.
Did you meet him when you were
in the UK? Oh, yeah. I got pictures of me with him.
Does he talk like this?
That look is funny.
He talks with an English accent. Yes.
I love English accents.
They always sound so smart to me.
Sean Niven, why can't the gay rights movement have a real leader like Milk? Or MLK. I'm sorry. Martin Luther King. He dropped the I and you get MLK. We came close with Cleve Jones, but we're not quite there. What is it? You know, let me talk about really quickly about leadership.
Yeah.
Social media means not having to scream to get your voice out. It means like harnessing the power of the community. And I think one of the strengths of the gay rights movement is that we don't have a clear leader. That's a good thing.
No, we don't. Because we're not, at least in Chicago, even other places that I've been to, when I observe other gay markets in different cities, we don't seem that cohesive of a group. Whereas back in Martin Luther King, you had to be cohesive of nothing was getting done. And so they kind of turned to this one guy who had a plan. And I mean, we have certain gay leaders, I think, that's out there, but I don't think there's really one clearly defined one.
Well, right. And didn't you see that Mario Van Peebles movie about Malcolm X? What was it? It was
Malcolm X.
It was the Malcolm X movie, wasn't it?
It's called X.
X, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to me watching that film how there was a lot of debate within the civil rights movement about procedure and who was going to be speaking for us and the leadership, which continues to happen to this day.
Right. But I think it's the nature of media, too, is back in the days of Martin Luther King, the media was controlled everything. And so how many voices of black leadership are they going to allow to appear? They're probably only going to allow them to have one because it was controlled by this. Whereas now the media is more decentralized, so there's more people are able to do this. More people can pop up. More people are going to talk.
That's interesting that you say that. I mean, it was very controlled, but that's why you have these economies of black businesses. Like that's how Johnson Publishing came to be when they published that one picture of Emmett Till. Like that was very unique and very powerful within the not just the black community but the published community period. And so that's why and this is with any group, black, white, or whoever, like when you
Emmett Till was the person that was he was
sold
South,
he was
right?
like 14 year old he was like 14 and 15 he was sold at a white woman and they killed him.
And he was they also didn't they just disturbed his grave. There was that horrible story on the south side of that of the cemetery where people digging up bodies to throw other bodies in there. It was like it was a mess
and he was
among them.
We have a bunch of good questions. Let's try to get through these here. Cool. Mark Canales, how do you feel about gay choruses? I'm at rehearsal right now. Shout out to the Empire City Men's Chorus of New York.
Love it. Get quality recordings.
Yes! Quality recordings. This is the thing that pisses me off about 90% of the gay choruses. No social media savviness whatsoever.
They're not on Twitter.
They spend all this, again, tons and tons of their own money advertising in print when they could spend just 5% of that money and hire yourself a good audio producer, recorder, not somebody who sings for you, but somebody who does this professionally that you can fire if they don't sound good and have them get, gay choruses are usually about, 200, 300, 500 people. You don't need to record all 500 people to get a good sound. Get a smaller group and get them into a sound stage. And give us some really good things that we can play on the show. Most of the stuff that we get from gay choruses, they sound great in the theaters, but on CD, it sounds like crap.
I think it's a great way to meet super hot, talented guys.
Hey! And that's what it's all about, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
That's what it comes down to.
And, I would love, the Chicago Gay Men's Chorus did this phenomenal cover of Turkey Lurkey Time, which we're huge fans of. And I turned to the publicist and the director at a party at Rick Gail's house, and I was asking them, are you guys going to be putting that online? And they're just like shrugging their shoulders, and I was like, we don't know how to.
Well, I think also too, there's copyright issues that they don't want to have to deal with.
Well, then I said to them, I was like,
them anonymously put it up.
Well, then what good is it?
Send out press releases. You don't need to really... I would never buy, like, this one was insane. I wouldn't buy an ad. Like, send out press releases to different media and create relationships like that. And
Or do songs that you can post up on YouTube, you know? It's like, if you can't get the rights to do it on YouTube, then don't do those songs. And let those dinosaurs of modern media disappear.
We're in an obsession. Gotta hustle.
Evelyn Germain, Haiti is on my mind because they need so much help after the earthquake. Thank you, Feast of Fun, for liking my suggestion that your listeners help with a tragedy in Haiti. I listen and enjoy your show every day, and I'm not gay. Thank you so much, and please continue to entertain and inform us.
Well, thank you. That was really nice.
You can donate to the cause to Haiti on the iTunes Music Store. Just search Haiti, and 100% of your money goes right there.
And there's a text option that's too, great. Isn't it? You text.
Yeah, you can text. That's what my family and I are doing. We're definitely texting. You can text to the Red Cross.
I think it's, what's the number? It's like 0.
Well, if you don't know, don't say.
99.
You're about to find out right now.
We put it on the site the other day. So
you can text the word quake to 20222 and give $10 to the Clinton Bush Haiti Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can text the word give to 25383 to donate $10 to the MTV Telethon.
Mm.
And there's a lot of other ways. You can just Google the word text Haiti, and you can choose which charity. Pretty much all, there's no bad charity. They're all.
But they have some ones out there. They warn people against scams. So, I mean,
American Red Cross and the Clinton Bush. Obama.
I don't trust that thing. Bush part of that Clinton Bush.
I don't trust the Bush part.
Why are they get? I think the reason they're trying to get Bush involved, one, is because Bush wants to clear up his record on Katrina, and two, they want to get the Republicans to donate money. But
why does Bush care?
Well, because people are vain.
I feel like after you get out of office, he's like, whatever.
That's what I would do. Vacation. I would just be like, I have Alzheimer's, like Reagan did, and just go move somewhere and just hang out.
Just completely check out.
But, you know, he's young, relatively. He wants to stay involved.
Rudy Santiaguel. It's a hard name to pronounce. How do you come out to your parents that are very hateful towards the gays? My boyfriend cannot do it because his parents are very hateful. I want to help him, but I don't know how. Mm. So if you're in a relationship with someone whose parents are hostile or unaccepting towards gay and he's in the closet, girl, therapy might help.
I would definitely suggest
start with going to see a therapist together.
Take your time. I mean, like, honestly, like, people place a huge emphasis on coming out. Like, if you can stay in the closet a little longer until he moves out, does he live with them? I hope he doesn't live with his parents. If he doesn't live with his parents, then, you know.
Well, it's an issue, and people do get a lot of emotional, some people financial support from their families, and coming out means putting up with all that support that they get up in.
Mm-hmm.
To sacrifice it.
And he'll know when it's a safe time for him to come out. He'll know when to come out.
I think that the rule, our official stance is come out when it's safe for you.
Exactly.
And you feel you're ready. Some people never feel like they're ready. Like some people go back into the closet, like Anderson Cooper or Super Hunk. What is his name?
Bomer.
Mark
cute.
Bomer. Who?
Mark?
Matt Bomer.
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 Mm. Bomer.
Boner.
Boner. Matt Boner.
No, he gave you a boner.
He's the star of White Collar, and you might have seen him in the movie, the remake of Texas Chainsaw. I guess a blogger, Tango Doodles, from the was helping his gay cousin and his boyfriend move into their new condo when they stumbled upon the book Rainbow Boys by Alex Sanchez, which might feature handsome blue-eyed Matt Bomer modeling in the background. We have the picture on the website, and you tell us if you think that's him or not.
It looks like him to me.
He's very young in that picture.
Ironically, because the book, according to the publisher, chronicles the senior year of three gay teens struggling with issues ranging from coming out to first love to an HIV scare, Matt Bomer and his manager / boyfriend, possibly, may have been working hard to keep his sexuality a secret upon the launch of the new TV series.
So he was out, or he wasn't out, or he's in the soft closet. Now, in Queerty, they had an article about it, too, and somebody was, like, writing in saying, he's always been out, and you're just publishing things like this because you want to hurt him. And it's like, well, if he's already out, then what the hell does it matter?
You know, Matt Bomer hurts me because he doesn't have sex with me, and he's turning my balls blue, and that's an injury to me.
Well, if you want to get off, you can get off by going to adamandeve.com, because today's show is brought to you in part by adamandeve.com. Are you looking to spice things up? Here's an offer you won't be able to resist.
Go to adamandeve.com today, and for a limited time, get 50% off just about any item. Plus, when you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift so hot we can't talk about it here on the show, and free shipping. Just use offer code at checkout FEAST at adamandeve.com. So, Terrence, you can get yourself some lube at 50% off.
Or some pretty boys.
Thank you. Some scrunchies pretty boys.
Because a lot of people don't realize that when you go to the grocery store or you go to a sex shop and you buy yourself a bottle of lube, it's like $10-$15.
Lube is expensive.
And you go to Adam and Eve, use the checkout code FEAST.
Mm-hmm.
It's free shipping and half off. I mean, you'd have to be stupid not to do it.
What's your little checkout code again? No.
Feast.
Listen, I ordered my lube. It's coming in the mail.
It's the gallon jar.
The gallon jar. Well, Mark and I, you know, we are people.
We're busy.
We like, yeah.
That's a very politically correct way of saying it.
And I don't like to chafe.
Yeah. I just got, you know, there are some guys that like to pleasure themselves by not using any lube.
There's lots, especially I think it's guys that are... uncircumcised, especially, like to do it without lube.
I've seen guys that were circumcised and like to masturbate.
There's lots of them out there,
and I'm like, how do you even do it? And you're like
spitting their
and
hand?
You're with this guy, and they're all like they're dry stroking themselves. And
I
I'm
can
just
do
like,
it without lube.
I'm like,
I often do.
That's like eating food without salt.
Thank you for the information. That's like eating food without salt.
It is. It's like drinking soda without a straw. You know what I'm talking about, right? So you gotta suck on that straw.
Oh yeah, hey guys, I want to tell you about my new project that I'm working on. I'm actually working with the James Hotel and an organization called PYG, Professional Young Gays. It's a business and social networking organization that's set to meet in the third Thursday of March. And we have real exciting plans for it. DJ Phil DeBeats is going to be on the host committee with me.
Phil DeBeats.
Phil DeBeats. He's all over town.
I know, he's very hot.
No, he's very cute. He's super nice.
His hotter than he is, though.
Right. His boyfriend is hot.
I haven't seen his boyfriend, but like, steal, Phil DeBeats
Mark
is very
and I
nice.
Gonna steal your man, Phil DeBeats.
So it's PYG Pig.
No. Professional Young Gays.
Professional Young Gays. That's supposed to be pig.
No, I don't say pig.
Are you going to the pig party tonight? You know what pig sex is, right?
No, what? Oh, I think I've seen that disgusting stuff.
I think it isn't just pig like somebody who likes to have a lot of sex?
I don't know.
I think it's when they take their little fingers and they put it on the side of your cheeks and you guys in the morning are like, how do I know what this is?
What is it?
That's what I thought it was. Like, I saw that in porn.
Can
one
you show
time.
Us?
What is it? You take your...
Like someone's hitting it from behind and then they take their index fingers and they put it... Right.
Oh,
what
like
does that.
That
have to do?
Like,
okay, so what Terrence is doing is he's taking his index... fingers mm-hmm. into his mouth and pulling his lips open. What does that have to do with a pig?
Because it looks like a pig.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
So that's what pig sex is. I just thought it was like people that didn't like to bathe and stuff like that.
That's disgusting.
So this is at the James Hotel.
It's at the James Hotel downtown. We're working with XAPR agency on getting a very, very notable speaker for it who's very influential within mm-hmm. the gay community to come out and speak and socialize with who's
and
coming
and then
out.
You can go right upstairs and have some pig sex.
And just to clarify here, pig sex, like according to the
Urban Dictionary,
is a fairly common but rarely discussed fetish where the object of someone who the individual finds grossly unattractive, perhaps even repulsive.
Ooh.
That's
so
what
it's when you have
is?
Sex with somebody you're not attracted to.
I thought that was just mercy sex.
A pig sex fetish is different from the tendency for the undersex or hypersexual individuals to select unattractive partners who represent the easiest opportunity to engage in sexual intercourse.
Sounds like people get drunk and hook up with other people.
Sounds like a synonym for slut.
I think we need to take a picture of you with your fingers in your mouth like that.
No. Terrence is into pig sex. So both heterosexual and homosexual males and females are known to indulge in pornographic subgenre as a presence on the web, prefer it as nasty or ugly.
Mm.
So I guess the term is used for a lot of things. I've always heard it from former guests on the show that talking about, oh, I was a sex pig, meaning that they just enjoyed.
I like a lot of sex.
Or that they, like the way a pig eats food, they were with the man's penis or their body, that they're just like, you know.
That would hurt.
Ravenous.
They were ravenous. Ravenous. You know?
He's giving me a ravenous blowjob.
But I never heard that. I never seen that idea of sticking your fingers in their mouth.
That's there. What I thought pig sex was. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe the porn like subtitle was wrong in the porn.
So go to PYG.
No, they're going to search the organization pig sex now.
That's a great way to sell it to us.
But you
Terrence.
Know what?
Pig though, sex.
The thing about it is everybody's going to remember that now.
Oh, yeah. This is very true. Pig sex.
Professional young gay. Young gays.
Pick sex. No. Oh no, they're gonna kill me. No.
PYG. Yeah, you know me. This is an interesting thing. So in New Hampshire, they just legalized gay marriage 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was passed on. Went into effect January 1st.
And already Republicans are drooling at the mouth trying to repeal the law and let voters amend the Constitution to define marriage as between one man and one woman. Mm-hmm. Boo! Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. What are you going to do?
I don't see what the big deal is.
Let it go, folks.
It's not like marriage. It's not like straight people are doing such a great bang-up job at marriage in the first place.
Well, they just issued some kind of press release. The Field Museum here in Chicago on February 13th, which is a Saturday. That's the day before Valentine's Day. Mm. They're going to let anybody that's like a married couple, like a groom and a bride, come in for free. So I think that it's going to be a lot of gay people coming up.
So they're pretty gay friendly.
Lots of people are going to hijack that event and make it a very gay wedding day at the Field Museum.
I want to go to that.
I want to go too.
A lot of, yeah, well, do
you we could be in a group marriage.
Yeah, we could be in a group marriage.
Let's
do
it.
Do you have a tuxedo? Woo!
I have one.
You do?
I do.
Okay, so you have to wear your tuxedo and find some other guy. I do have a spare tuxedo, so
I can get Marcel. When I was,
oh, yeah.
You guys think he's cute, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll get him.
Oh,
wow.
Phone at the mouth.
You may arrive married to him, but you won't be leaving with him.
Well, because a lot of like married couples, like the day that they get married, which is a lot of times on Saturday, they go down by the Adler Planetarium. And they go down to these places and have their photos taken. So I think they're trying to lure them inside.
Oh, so wow.
The gays are going to.
That's really cool. I have a new respect for that museum.
Well, Terrence, the museum doesn't know the gays are coming yet.
Oh.
Terrence, I want to thank you so much for coming on today's show.
Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Facebook, on my Facebook account. Look me up, Terrence Chappelle. Or you can find me at www.urchicago.com.
Right on. And I want to encourage people to visit the website and comment on today's show at feastoffun.com. We're dying to hear what you have to say.
Remember, you can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/feastoffun. Or for you Twitter savvy people, that's at feastoffun. Mm-hmm. Retweet our shows. Make some suggestions and comments. We love to hear from you. People like Jeff Ramone, who's hilarious on Twitter. People like Melissa Young. You can follow her. What is her account?
Missy Me, is it?
Missy Me, M-I-S-S-E-Y Me. And who else has been direct tweeting me? Caveman Foods.
Caveman Foods.
You need a refractometer to measure the degrees in your kombucha. And Devin, who Make Chicago Home, the blogger / meat cutter.
Oh.
We're trying to get on the show. And also Scott Herman Fitness, or Scott Herman, who will be coming on the show coming up soon.
Oh, you know him.
Oh, no, I don't know him, but
you're a fan of him.
You've seen him.
He's a fabulous guy. I just got off the phone with him before we started taping the show. So salute to you all Twitterers out there. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
The music featured on today's show is the music of Zydekosis. Their song Walk This Way is a cover of the fabulous Walk This Way from Run DMC. Is available on our website, feastoffun.com. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
There were three other ladies in the school gym alarm, but when I noticed they were looking at me. I was a high school loser, never made it with a lady, till the boys told me something I missed. They're my next door neighbor with a daughter, had a favor, so I gave her just a little kiss like this. Swinging with the boys in the school and your feet flying over the hill. You're singing hey little diddle with your kitty in the middle of the swing like you didn't care. So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a miss she was ready to play. It wasn't me she was fooling, cause she knew it.
what she was doing when she told me how to walk this way.
Wait just a second. The show is still not over. We put in a little Easter egg. While we were recording the introduction for today's program, Mark and I could not stop laughing. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, boy.
So, and then I do, in the news, the Great Chocolate Wall of China.
Breathe, breathe.
Okay.
Okay, clear out your saliva so we don't get any spit bubbles. Last time fashion writer Terrence Chappelle was on the show, he was excited about the possibilities of working as an editor for a gay magazine that was about to launch. He's not working there today. What went wrong?
Well, at least you didn't mess up my take.
I'm sorry. Okay, hold on, hold on. Give me a second.
Okay, breathe.
Mm-hmm. Stop it.
I mean, just fan yourself. Just fan yourself.
Okay, hold on. We should be videotaping this.
Okay, fan yourself. Okay. Like, just breathe, baby. Okay. Breathe. Okay. You can do this. You can get through this.
I'm going to have to think of like little kids. Let me think of little kids in Haiti dying. Terrence now works for UR Chicago and is excited. Terrence now works for UR Chicago and is excited to launch a new social event called Professional Young Gays. Or PIG, for short.
Oh.
Okay, let me do it again. Let me do it again.
I am not good. I am not good. We will get through this, people.
I will. I'll get through this.
With a...
Oh, okay.
Just breathe. Just all pretend right. The whole world is listening because the whole world is listening.
Okay.
Okay.
Terrence now works for UR Chicago and is excited to launch. Listen. Okay. Stop. All right. I'll do it again. I'll do it again. Little kids in Haiti.
Just think.
Okay.
Just think.
Pain
look,
and suffering. Okay.
It's a sex pig. It's okay.
Okay. It's a sex pig. Are you going to put this at the end of the show?
We should.
We should do it as an Easter egg. Okay.
Okay. So, okay, people, this is your Easter egg. In case you were like, why did they put this in? Did they not realize that?
Okay.
Okay. So here we go. Okay. See, Mark will get this.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning, folks. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I got to get through this. This is making me even laugh more. Okay. I'm going to stop. I gotta walk away for a second. I'll be back. I'll be back. I gotta go put some cold water.
Yeah, let me see. Just fan yourself. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that spared a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Oh my God, I'm not even drunk.
Mark's not even drunk, people.
Oh my God.
Just splash it. Did you just splash some water on your face?
Some water in my face.
Oh, but just
now
breathe.
I'm like all snotty.
Just breathe. Okay.
Just, ready?
Yeah.
What was that?
That's the fridge.
Oh.
Come on, listen.
The universe is interfering with my ability to do this.
I know. It's God does not want you to finish the show.
I don't know.
Mark,
Chili Pepper's
going
to come get me.
Naughty, naughty boy.
Yes, okay.
Okay, ready? Come on.
I'm trying. Let me just slap myself.
If I get angry at you, will that help?
Yes.
Get angry.
Okay.
Think of your enemies.
Terrence now works for UR Chicago and is excited to launch a new social event called Professional Young Gays or Peg for short.
Okay, let me see if I can do it, and okay. then right. it'll annoy you. And
no, I'll do it. I said I got
Terrence
to it
now works for UR Chicago and is excited to launch a new social event called
Piggly Wiggly Diggly Doo. Piggly, Piggly, Piggly Wiggly. Penis.
Seriously, penis. This is a wonderful group in here. This
okay,
is...
all right.
Oh, Terrence, please forgive us.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
We will. Right. Please forgive us.
I gotta stop laughing. Stop it.
Okay.
Wait. All right, stop. So if you stop laughing, I'll stop laughing. Okay, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
This is like being in church. Okay.
Look, just read it. It's a funny joke,
okay,
so
it's a funny joke.
Read it and okay. move on.
Terrence now works for UR Chicago and is excited to launch a new social event called Professional. Can I start it professional?
Look, just do it in okay. one take, you big baby. Come on.
I'm so unprofessional. I'll never be part of pigs.
You have been banished from the pigdom.
I love you, Terrence. I love you, Terrence. Okay.
Terrence is listening. Terrence is listening. Tears welling up in his eyes because you cannot get through this.
Okay.
Okay. Sweet Terrence. Mm-hmm.
Now I got to blow my nose. I'll be back. I'm going to blow my nose.
Terrence. Terrence now works for UR Chicago and is excited to launch a new social event called Professional Young Gays, or PIG for short. See, I got it. Yay! Now, no, you gotta do it. Come on. Oh, Lord. Terrence now works for UR Chicago and is excited to launch a new social event called Professional Young Gays, or PIG for short. I think the humor is coming here is that you're thinking
about pig.
Yeah, and just think that it's intentional to call it pig as opposed to the funny accident.
Okay.
And that way, when you explain a joke, the humor is gone. And the humor...
The humor is all there. Okay, let's go. All right, ready?
Okay.
Terrence now works for UR Chicago as... Terrence now works for UR Chicago and is excited to launch a new social event called Professional Young Gays, or PIG for short.
Give me another take.
Terrence now works for UR Chicago and is excited to launch a new social event called Professional Young Gays, or PIG for short.
Yay! Thank you for listening to the show.
The snort after pig.
No, it's
fine. Let me
fine.
Do the snort after pig.
You can do it. I'm not going to put it there.
You're not? I think it's funny.
I'm not putting it there.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it for these guys.
Do one more take.
Okay. Terrence now works for UR Chicago and is excited to launch a new social event called Professional Young Gays, or PIG for short. Okay.
Okay.